What if instead of constantly adding more, you focused on doing less, but doing it well? Are you a rural farming woman, wife, or mother struggling to find peace in your busy life? Do you find yourself trying to squeeze joy out of your daily routine, manage stress that seems never-ending, and somehow reconnect with your passions in the midst of it all? Do you love your rural life, yet often feel overwhelmed by the challenges it brings? Welcome to Cultivate Contentment, the podcast designed just for you. I'm Jessica Knight, a fellow rural woman, wife, and mother, and I get it. I've been there. Right there in the trenches, juggling the demands of farm life, motherhood, and carving out moments to take care of myself. Come along with me and my guests as we explore balancing farm life with personal needs on a realistic level. Practical ways to sprinkle a little joy and peace into your daily routine, nurturing relationships without losing your sense of self, and how to keep stress at bay and prevent burnout, all while staying focused on what we really want, feeling content and settled in our lives. So whether you're savoring a cup of coffee before the morning chaos begins, stealing a moment of quiet on your drive to town, or popping in your earbuds while wrestling with laundry and dishes, I invite you to join me. Let's laugh, learn, and cultivate contentment together. Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Cultivate Contentment. I'm Jess, your host and fellow farm wife, and today we're diving into something that I know so many of us feel. It's something that's come up in so many conversations. And it's that constant pull to add more to our lives, thinking that it'll make things better. So let me ask you this. How many times have you caught yourself saying, if I just had a little more time, or if I could just get more done today, everything would be fine? Maybe you've looked at your calendar and thought, if we just add one more activity for the kids, we'll feel more accomplished as a family. Or as a mum, I've been there. There's always this feeling like we're not doing enough, that we need to do more, buy more, or take on more to be the best wife, mother, or farmer we can be. But is more really the answer? I'll share a quick story with you. Just the other day, I was running around like a headless chook, trying to keep up with everything. I was juggling the farm work, keeping up with the kids, trying to make sure the house was at least semi-presentable, and even running errands into town because I thought we just needed a few more things from the shop. By the time I got home, I realized I was just exhausted. What I actually needed was to sit down, take a breather, enjoy a cup of tea while watching the cows walk down to their paddock for the night, watching the sunset. But instead, what I'd done was I'd piled on more and more and more until I couldn't keep up. And now here we are, heading into one of the busiest times of the year. Christmas is coming up fast. As I record this, the boys only have like 4 weeks of school left. And those last few weeks, they just seem to fly by so fast. And there is all this extra stuff that seems to get crammed into those last few weeks. So if you're anything like me, you're probably already feeling the pressure of all the extras that this season brings. Suddenly, it's not just the farm work or the regular routine. It's planning family gatherings, shopping for presents, organizing school events, maybe baking for a community fundraiser for Christmas, or baking ahead for Christmas lunch or dinner with your family. And somehow we've convinced ourselves that we need to make it all perfect. We start adding more things to our to-do list, more events to our calendars. We tell ourselves we need to bake homemade cookies for the school party, make sure all of the Christmas lights are up, get the kids to all of their end of year activities, and maybe, just maybe, throw in a perfectly decorated tree that won't get knocked over by children who play football inside or a cat that is trying to attack the budgie, which is next to the tree. Yes, we have experienced both of those things in my house. We now put the tree on top of our fire because, it's hot in Australia, so we don't have the fire going. So we actually put the tree on top of the fire because we have like a fence around it to keep the kids away from the fire. And so this way it keeps them away from the tree as well. I thought that as they got older, we would come out of this, that toddler stage where you can't have ornaments on the bottom half of the tree. But we just don't seem to be reaching that point yet. So it's funny how we do this, right? As if adding more things will make this time of year more meaningful. But let me ask you, what are you really trying to achieve by doing more? Are we adding more joy or are we just adding more stress? As rural women, wives, and mums, we already have full plates with farm work, raising kids, keeping a home running, and everything in between that we do. Then Christmas comes along and somehow we think we need to take on even more. We're pulled in every direction, feeling like we need to make everything just right for everyone else. But what if we stopped and asked ourselves, do we really need to add more? But it's not just the holidays. All year round, we feel this pressure to do more, to be more. Whether it's adding one more task to your already packed day or saying yes to something even though you're already stretched thin, this idea of more creeps into every area of our lives. We think we need to be everything to everyone. As rural women, it feels like the expectations are always growing, whether it's on the farm, in the home, or with our families. And when we're constantly adding more to our schedules, our homes, or our kids' lives, we never really give ourselves a chance to slow down and appreciate the things we already have. Do we really need to say yes to everything that comes our way? Does adding more really make us happier? Or does it just make us feel more overwhelmed? So that's what I want to talk about today. Why do we feel like adding more will fix everything? What would happen if we just stopped, just for a moment, and realized that maybe, just maybe, we already have everything we need to feel content? If you've ever felt like you're drowning in commitments, or that your home is bursting at the seams with stuff as we lead up to Christmas and put in more stuff, this episode is for you. Let's dig into why we, especially as rural women, wives, mothers, always feel like adding more will make things better. And what happens when we step back and think, what if I don't need more? What if I have everything I need right here, right now, to feel content? So as we dive in today, I'd like to ask a little favor. If you are enjoying these episodes, can you leave a rating and review? They're essential for the podcast growth and to help other rural women find support and connection through Cultivate Contentment. So if you've ever found yourself feeling seen or supported by this podcast, leaving a review is just one small way to help others do the same. Thank you. It means so much to me. So let's dive in as to why we always feel like we need to say yes to more, whether it's taking on extra responsibilities at work, helping with the next school fundraiser, or saying yes to another project on the farm. There's this constant pressure to do more, to fit in just one more thing. It's like we believe the more we take on, the more accomplished or successful we'll feel. And as rural women, we already wear so many hats: farmer, wife, mother, community leader, and we want to do well in each of those roles. Here's the question. Are we adding more because we genuinely want to, or is it because we feel like we have to? Is it coming from that deep down pressure to keep up with others, to prove we can juggle it all? And when we're saying yes to more, what are we really saying no to? Let's take a moment and think about what life looks like for many of us. Our days are often filled with the demands of farm work, feeding animals, running machinery, managing crops. But on top of that, there's everything that comes with managing a household. Meals need to be cooked, laundry needs to be done. The laundry always needs to be done. Kids need to be looked after. The house needs to stay somewhat functional. And then there's motherhood, school pickups, sports, and just trying to be present for our kids. It's a constant balancing act of farm work, household responsibilities, family life, all of which seem to demand our attention at once. And then we're still trying to, you know, fit a little time in there for ourselves as well. And then we add in the pressure to help out in the community, whether it's volunteering for local committees, organizing church events, or helping out at school. It's easy to feel like we've taken on more than we can handle. We often feel like if we don't step in, who will? We end up saying yes because it's part of our role as a community member and we don't want to let anyone else down. But here's the thing. How often do we add things to our plates without even thinking about whether it aligns with our priorities? We're caught up in the idea that doing more means doing better. We want to be the mum who's always there for every school event, the wife who's supportive no matter what, and the community member who shows up for every meeting. Is this realistic? And are we truly our best selves in these roles? Or are we just trying to meet expectations? When we say yes to more, we have to stop and think, what are we saying no to? Are we saying no to our own downtime, to time with family, to the moments that help us recharge? Every time we add something new to our schedule, there's a trade-off. We might be saying no to those quiet, slow moments that make life feel more balanced and enjoyable. So ask yourself, are you adding more tasks to feel more accomplished? Or is it because you feel you have to keep up with everyone else? And when was the last time you gave yourself permission to say no? What if saying no was exactly what you need to thrive? It's easy to feel like we should be doing it all, but it's just not realistic and it's certainly not sustainable. What if instead of constantly adding more, you focused on doing less, but doing it well? We don't have to keep up with everyone else. Sometimes the most important thing is to take a step back, evaluate what truly matters to you, and give ourselves permission to let go of things that are just filling space on our to-do list. Now let's take this mindset and apply it to our kids. How often do we feel like we need to give them every possible opportunity to succeed? We sign them up for swimming lessons before they can walk, or we pack their schedules with 5 different sports, extracurriculars, and activities because we want them to have the best possible future. Here's the thing. Do our kids really need all of that to be happy and fulfilled? Do they need to be involved in every single activity to grow into well-rounded adults? Or is it more about us feeling like we need to give them every opportunity? Does enrolling your 1-year-old in swimming lessons really benefit them at that age? Or does it make our schedules more hectic? When you're rushing from one sport to another, does it feel like it's adding value to your family's life? Or is it just adding pressure to everyone involved? There's a belief that busyness equals success. And that mindset often gets passed down to our kids from us. We're told and even begin to believe that the more activities they are in, the more they'll grow, learn, succeed. But does this really hold true? Or are we just caught up in the idea that more is better? We feel this pressure from society to ensure our kids are involved in everything. And we often find ourselves competing with other families who have their kids booked into multiple activities as well. Do your kids really need to be in 3, 4, 5 activities? Are these things bringing them joy or adding more pressure to their lives? And what about you as the mum of the family? Does it bring you joy to spend all of that time running them from one activity to the next? Or is it just a race to keep up? I know that my kids have been in activities that I thought they would love. And while they enjoyed them, they didn't love them. And when I asked the next season if they really wanted to do them, they weren't fast. And I had been pushing myself to get them to all of these different activities and to make sure that dinner was prepped ahead those nights and that we were coupling one kid here and one kid there. And then for them to say, oh, you know, it's fun, but I'm not really worried if I do it. And I'm like, huh. I'm just putting all of this pressure on myself for something that they're really not worried about doing. The truth is that this underlying belief that the busier our kids are, the more enriched their lives will be. But what's the cost? How often do we think if they aren't doing everything their friends are doing, they'll fall behind? It's a fear of them not being as competitive or missing out on something that might give them an edge in the future. But in trying to give them everything, we often miss the beauty of a slower pace, of simply letting them be kids. I've had moments where I've questioned this myself. We want the best for our kids, of course, but sometimes in trying to do more for them, we actually end up doing more to ourselves, overloading our days, spending more time in the car, so much time in the car. We know as we're all mums that getting kids to activities, it's at least a 30-minute drive to get to anything. And I think that's probably a short drive compared to a lot of rural mums that are listening to this. So all we're doing is spending less time just being with them. And I'm not just talking about our kids being busy. This kind of schedule takes a toll on us too. we feel like we're constantly racing against the clock. And before we know it, we're exhausted and the kids are too. So is it worth it? Are we truly giving our kids what they need to grow, or are we simply adding more to their plates because we're worried that they might miss out on something? When we keep adding more to our kids' schedules, we might think that we're doing the right thing by giving them all these experiences. But what's the emotional and mental load? We see kids today experiencing stress and burnout at younger and younger ages. And when their schedules are packed from morning until bedtime, where's the space for free play, for imagination, for getting out on the farm, for simply being kids? I know from personal experience that it's hard to find the balance. You want to give your kids every opportunity, but there's also a need for simplicity in your life. Just the other day, my kids were involved in several activities after school, and I could see they were just exhausted. One of them asked me if they could stay home instead of going to the thing they had on that night. And it was one of those moments that made me stop and think, what are we really gaining by doing all of this? So ask yourself, are your kids overloaded? Do they have enough time to just be? When was the last time they had an afternoon free to play in the yard or spend quiet time with you as a family to go out and do jobs on the farm? Sometimes I think less really is more when it comes to their schedules. So some questions to think about when we're looking at our kids' schedules. Do you feel like they're doing things just to keep up with other families? Maybe you've noticed that the neighbor's kids are all doing these extracurriculars and it makes you feel like you should do the same. Does your family need to be on the go all the time? Or would your kids be just as happy, maybe even happier, with a little more breathing room? What if they had the chance to spend more unstructured time outdoors or with you? And what if you had the space to slow down too? And for you personally, what would happen if you stopped adding more to your plate? Would you feel less overwhelmed and more content with the life that you've already got? I encourage you to think about this. And it's not just today, but over the next week, take a look at your calendar and ask yourself, is there something here that's unnecessary? Something I've added because I felt I should? What would happen if you let it go? It's a practical challenge for you. Take a moment to evaluate your current schedule. Grab your calendar, circle anything that's not a necessary commitment. Is there something you've said yes to out of obligation rather than because it aligns with your values or what brings your family joy? Could you remove one or two things to create more space for the things that really matter, like quality time together or rest for yourself? With the busy Christmas season fast approaching, it's a great time to reflect on what's truly important to you and your family. Sit down with your partner and talk about the things that bring you joy, and then the things that feel like a drain on your energy. Are there activities or commitments that can be put on hold? Can you focus more on being present during the holidays instead of being caught up in the busyness of the season? It's also an opportunity to think about your values. What are the values that are guiding your family when it comes to making decisions about your schedule? Are those values reflected in the way your time's being spent? How can you align your schedule with your values so it's not just running in a big circle of busyness? As we approach the holiday season, it's easy to get swept up in the pressure of doing everything and to be everywhere. But what if you could use this time to simplify, slow down, make a little space for what truly matters to you and your family? So when we talk about more, it's not just in our schedules. It's more as in things. Have you ever found yourself thinking, if I just get that new gadget, things will run smoother? Or if I buy more storage containers, I'll finally have an organized home or an organized pantry? We live in a society that constantly tells us that if we just have more, it'll fix all our problems. The more stuff that we accumulate, the more we're convinced that we'll have everything under control. And this is from new farm equipment to the latest home organization products. We're constantly sold on the idea that more will make it better, faster, more successful. Think about marketing around farm equipment, tools, and even household items. You've got these ads that show us how these things will make our lives better and easier and more efficient. It's so easy to get sucked into that idea, especially when you're juggling so many things. We tell ourselves, if I just had this one thing, my life would be organized. I'd be more efficient. I'd be more productive. But here's the reality. how often does that new gadget or product really solve the problem? Does the shiny new piece of equipment or the extra containers in the pantry really help us to stay organized? Or do we just end up with more things to manage? And I know I've been there. I've bought that shiny new thing thinking it's going to make everything easier, but more often than not, it doesn't solve the problem. The thing we think will fix everything ends up creating another problem. I've bought products that promised better organization, only to realize that the system we already had in place worked just fine. The cycle of consumption is endless. The more we buy, the more we think we need. And every time we add something new, we feel that temporary sense of satisfaction, but it doesn't last long. The truth is that we've been conditioned to believe that if we just have more, whether it's more stuff, more project, more animals, more responsibilities, we'll have it all figured out. But it's the opposite. The more we have, the more we have to manage, and the more we feel like we're not doing anything well. It's easy to fall into this trap, especially when you're balancing farm work with household responsibilities. This cycle of more leaves us feeling overwhelmed, spread thin, and less content with the life we're actually building. As we move into the Christmas season, this is a great time to really think about what we're adding on our plates, but also what we're adding in terms of physical things to our house. The holiday season tends to amplify the idea of more decorations, more gifts, more parties, more commitments. It can feel like so much. But when it comes to kids especially, it's easy to get caught up in the idea that more equals better. We think that giving our children more experiences, more presents, more fun, and while there's nothing wrong with wanting the best for them, we also need to ask, is all of this truly making their Christmas special? How often have you been caught in the trap of trying to make the holidays perfect for your kids by buying them more, scheduling more activities, or doing more to meet those societal expectations of a perfect Christmas? But what if instead of more stuff, we could give them the more meaningful gifts? We could give them holiday seasons that are simple moments of connection, a slower pace, more time together. This is especially true when you look at rural life. The busy farming season doesn't just stop because it's Christmas. Between calving, harvest, and other duties, it can be hard to slow down, but that pressure to give our kids everything they see in the ads or on social media, more toys, more activities, more experiences, can really create so much stress. So instead, take a step back and think about what your children will really remember in years to come. Will it be the mountain of presents, or will it be the Christmas morning spent together, the laughter around the dinner table, and getting time to spend with their cousins and aunts and uncles and all the extended family going to be what's in their memories? Now, let's bring this back to farm life. Farming is already a big job. When you're a rural woman, a mother, a wife, there's constant pressure to do more, achieve more, grow more. It might be more animals, more acres, more machinery, more projects. The list goes on. But does more really equal better? How often do we fall into the trap of expanding or upgrading and thinking it'll solve all the problems? We tell ourselves if I just invest in a bigger tractor or expand the herd, it will make things more efficient. But the truth is, every time we add more to the farm, it gives us more to manage. More work, more expenses, and sometimes even more stress. I think a lot of the time, more stress. Instead of feeling more productive, we're feeling more overwhelmed and with less time to focus on things that truly matter. So take a moment to think about your farm or your household. Is there an area where you've been told that more is the solution? More tools, more equipment, more livestock, more gadgets? Does this mentality help you achieve your goals, or does it just create more to manage? The pressure to expand or improve can often feel like it's necessary to stay competitive or successful. But in reality, it's a mindset that feeds on itself. The more we have, the more we feel like we need to have. And at the end of the day, it doesn't necessarily make us any happier, healthier, or more productive. It just gives us more to handle. So here's the question I want you to reflect on today. Is more really making things better? Or am I just trying to fill a gap that could be solved by contentment? Is the pursuit of more really helping you lead a more fulfilling life? Or is it just adding unnecessary pressure? Is having the perfect pantry with all the labeled containers going to add to your joy, or just stress you out more when you can't keep it organized? I challenge you to think about what truly adds value to your life, your farm, your family. Is it more stuff, or is it simplifying? focusing on what truly matters and being present in the moment. So as I wrap up today, I just want to take a moment, I guess, to reflect on what we've talked about. Life, especially on the farm, can feel like it's always about doing more. More work, more tasks, more commitments. But what if instead of running ourselves ragged, we took a step back and focused on what really matters? It's so easy to fall into the trap of consumerism, thinking if we just had one more thing or something new, everything would run smoother. But we've seen that the cycle of more doesn't always bring us what we need. Sometimes it just adds to the overwhelm. And when we keep focusing on expanding or upgrading everything, whether it's the farm, our homes, or even our activities, we just end up with more to manage, not more peace. Here's the flip side, I guess. Contentment doesn't come from more. It comes from appreciating what we already have. We can start practicing gratitude right where we are, even in the chaos of farm life. It's about slowing down and noticing the little things. I hope you feel encouraged to start simplifying, to maybe let go of some things that no longer serve you or your family, especially as we head into the Christmas season. It's a perfect time to reflect on what's truly important, give ourselves the grace to focus on what brings us joy, not what we think we should be doing or buying. So as you go about your week, I encourage you to ask yourself, what would happen if you embraced enough rather than striving for more? And how could you slow down and really appreciate the good things we've built, the good things you've already built? A final thought, contentment can be found in the ordinary, in the things that are already in front of us. We don't need to keep striving for more, but what could happen if you decided to embrace enough rather than constantly chasing more? I encourage you to reflect on this during the holiday season. Take a step back from the chaos, the shopping, the pressure, and focus on what truly matters to you and your family. Be present in the small moments. Appreciate what's already good in your life. Teach your children the value of gratitude. Let go of the need for more and make room for the beauty of enough that you already have. At the end of the day, we don't need more things or more commitments to feel fulfilled. We need to slow down, appreciate what we have, and cultivate contentment in our everyday lives. Thank you so much for listening today. It brings me such joy to come on here every week and chat with you all. If this episode felt like something you related to, please share on social media, pop in your stories, let your friends know you've listened, because I just want this to reach as many rural women as possible, and I am so grateful for you all for listening. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Cultivate Contentment. I hope you found inspiration and practical tips to help you on your journey towards a more contented life. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing or following the podcast on your favourite platform. And don't forget to leave a review to let me know your thoughts. For more content and community support, be sure to follow on Instagram at Grounded Farm Wife. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Together, we can continue to cultivate contentment in our lives. Until next time, take care and stay grounded.